Thank you for tuning in today to our Strength for Today Bible broadcast. The topic for our message today is how to get the victory over your besetting sin. The Apostle Paul, in Romans chapter 7 and verse 15, made the statement, "For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would do, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I." Perhaps you find yourself in a situation similar to the Apostle Paul. It just seems like you can't get the victory over your besetting sin. Perhaps you're dealing with the problem of jealousy, or anger, or lust, or lying, or stealing, and you've determined in your heart that you don't want to be overcome by these besetting sins, and it just seems like you fall back into the habit. You know, when one visits a doctor with an illness, normally a doctor writes out a prescription for medicine to take. I have a question for you. When you go to a doctor, have you received healing just because you've received a prescription that can help you? Of course, the answer to that is no. What would happen if you took that prescription that the doctor gave you to help you and you framed it and kept it in your room on the wall? Would you experience deliverance from your illness? What if you went to a pharmacist and gave the pharmacist the prescription, but then when it came to picking up the medicine, you just never got around to it? Would you be healed? Or, even if you picked up the prescription and brought it home, but you never took the medicine, would you experience deliverance from your illness? Of course not. Even so, perhaps you've gone to counseling, you've read the Bible, you go to church, and even though each one of these things may be part of the solution, you need to realize that actual healing takes place when we're willing to internalize and obey and follow the prescription and assimilate the medicine. We need to systematically take the medicine and follow the prescription daily. So even so, it's not just what we know about the Bible or how much of the Bible we go through in our reading schedule, but it's how much of the Bible goes through us. It's not just having our bodies geographically situated in a church, but whether or not we're hungering and thirsting after righteousness and seeking the Lord with a heart of love and gratitude for what He has done for us. It's a hearing heart that says, "Lord, reveal to me Your word and Your will, and I'm willing to amend and change my life in favor of Your directives." Well, in our study today, in our Strength for Today Bible broadcast, we're going to be looking at the subject of the steps that are necessary to get the victory over your besetting sin. Let's take a look at step number one, shall we? Step one in getting the victory over your besetting sin: you must be a child of God to know His power and victory in your life. If you're concerned about improving your life and getting the victory over besetting sin, and you've never had a change of mastery, you've never been born again, you've never trusted in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you need a change of master in your life. John 1:12 says, "As many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." Have you entered into God's family by faith in Jesus Christ? 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 say, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ, according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue." You see, when you repent of your sins and receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, a change of mastery takes place. The Holy Spirit comes to live within you. You're a child of God. You pass from death unto life, and the Lord infuses you with His divine power so that you might be able to victoriously overcome besetting sin if you will walk in His power flowing through you. 1 John 4:4 says, "Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." The question is the Holy Spirit living within you? Have you trusted in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Oh, that's the critical first step in getting the victory over your besetting sin. Secondly, I would invite you to look with me at Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. Because in order to get the victory over our besetting sin, the second step is that we need not only to know that we're a child of God, but secondly, we need to understand the truth of our union with Christ in His death, burial, and resurrection. You know, the first step of obedience after you get saved ought to be the step of believer's baptism by immersion. And only immersion satisfies the imagery of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Scriptures, baptism is figuratively depicting what happened in your life when you received Christ as Savior. You were joined with Him in His victory. Have you ever gone to a basketball game and your favorite team wins and you stand up in the stands and you yell out, "We won! We won! We won!" Well, the truth of the matter is, you didn't play out on the court. You might get winded if you tried to make one layup. But the point was, you're identifying yourself with that team because you believe in them and you've aligned yourself and associated yourself with them. Well, likewise, when you receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior, you have joined yourself in the victory that Jesus accomplished 2,000 years ago. You were joined with Him in His death. You were joined with Him in His burial. And you were joined with Him as He rose in newness of life, so have you. And that's what Romans chapter 6 is talking about. "What shall we say then?" the Scriptures say. "Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer in it?" You see, when Jesus Christ died, so had we. 'Tis a power and the reign of sin. When we received Jesus Christ as personal Savior, we gained the victory of Jesus. "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore, we were buried with Him by baptism into death, that as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life." And being joined together in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ encourages us to claim Jesus' victory. And there are three key words that we need to understand if we're going to understand the victory that is ours in our union with Christ. The first one is found in verse 6, knowing. That's the key word, knowing. It says, knowing that our old man was crucified with him. That means that we need to understand the fact that when we received Christ as Savior, the victory that Jesus won has become ours as well. And we need to know that. The second word that deals with our victory in Jesus Christ is found in Romans 6:11. It's the word reckon. The word reckon is a financial term. It's the word logizomai. It means that we have deposited in our account, through the power of Jesus Christ, victory over sin. We are alive unto God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, when Satan comes to tempt us to sin, we can break out the checkbook and we can write out a check enough to pay for the victory that has been accomplished for us and deposited as money in the bank for us. We are to reckon ourselves to be dead unto the power and stranglehold of sin. When we received Jesus Christ as Savior, the devil was no longer our master. Now our Lord is our master. And we can turn around and say no by the power of Jesus Christ unto the devil. We can trust in Him, and therefore sin ought not to reign in our bodies, that we should obey it in its lusts. We should not yield our members as instruments of unrighteousness in order to sin, but we should yield ourselves to God. Why? Because we're alive and raised from the dead in Christ Jesus, and we have our bodies now to be used as instruments for righteous living, and our bodies belong to the Lord. Oh, we need to know this and reckon it as money in the bank and write those checks out by faith. But then thirdly, we need to yield ourselves. That's the third word, yield. You know, when you're going on a main thoroughfare, you'll see a sign, triangular. It says yield. That means you let the other person have first place. And that's what we need to do to our Lord Jesus Christ. Let Him have first place in our lives. So the first step in getting the victory over our besetting sin is that we need to be a child of God to know His power and victory in our lives. Secondly, we must understand the truth of our union with Jesus Christ in His death, burial, and resurrection. But thirdly, we must understand the biblical truth of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. True, victorious Christian living is allowing Christ to live His life through us. The Word of God says in Ephesians 5:18, don't be drunk with wine. In other words, don't allow your body to be controlled by external influences, but be filled, be controlled with the Holy Spirit. This is a command, not a suggestion. It's in the present tense. It's to be exercised every day. And it's in the active voice. We are to do the yielding unto the Lord. I like the way Paul put it in Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. The key to victorious Christian living over life's besetting sin is to yield your life so that the power of Jesus Christ flows through you to overcome sin. Next time the old devil comes knocking at the door of your heart to bring temptation, you have Jesus answer the door. Philippians 4:13 reminds us, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Trust in God's power. You know, Lyle Araki of Honolulu, Hawaii, tells the following story about himself. In Hawaii, because of the time difference with the continental United States, the National Football League Monday night football game is played in mid-afternoon so that the local TV stations delay its broadcast till 6:30 in the evening. And he says that when his favorite team plays, he's too excited to wait for television, so he'll listen to the game on the radio, which broadcasts it live. Then, because they are his favorite team, he'll watch the game on television as well. And if he knows his team has won the game, it influences how he watches it on TV. You see, if his favorite team fumbles the ball or throws in an interception, that's not a problem. All he does is he thinks, well, that's bad, but it's okay because I know how the game turned out. You know, we have read the end of the Bible, the book of Revelation. And guess what? Our Lord, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, has won the battle. He accomplished it 2,000 years ago, but in its final outworking, we win because He wins as well. Therefore, when trials and testings come, you know the outcome. Victory is ours. So therefore, let's play the game. Run the race faithfully. For greater is the one that is in us than he that is in the world. You know, the fourth means of getting the victory over our besetting sin is to learn to commit God's Word to memory. Start committing to memory the Word of God. Psalm 119 and verse 15 says, Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. And when you begin memorizing God's Word in your area of weakness, you will find that God will begin to implant in your minds power and victory. He will give you the ability to bring that scripture to memory. You may not have a Bible with you, but you've internalized the Word of God, and you are ready 24/7 to do battle against the devil. When Jesus Christ was tempted in the wilderness, He was able to use and rely upon the Word of God. And He used it against the devil, and the devil left Him, the Word of God says, for a season. And if Christ quoted Scripture against the devil, if He saw that it was necessary, shouldn't we? Oh, let's commit God's Word to memory. When your Sunday school teacher or your Christian school teacher encourages you to memorize the Word of God, just don't memorize it because there's a test or an exam on it that you want to pass and get credit for. That's your lifeblood. Those are your weapons, your offensive weapons to use against the devil and his satanic advances. Another means of getting the victory over your besetting sin is found in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24. The Word of God reads, Let us consider one another, to provoke one another unto love and good works. We need to learn, number 5, to enlist the support of God's people. You see, the Scriptures say, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but we ought to exhort one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. Our Lord and His coming, I'm sure, are very soon. We look all around us and see the signs of our Lord's coming. But we need to encourage one another, to provoke one another unto love and good works. I love to barbecue. And oftentimes when I have a coal of fire, I'll put all those coals together And that heat will generate. And just when those coals are nice and gray, boy, that's when it's ready to put those steaks on or that chicken, ready to cook. But you know, you take one of those coals that are on fire and generating heat, and take the tongs and you put it off by itself, off on the corner of the sidewalk, and you'll see that that coal starts going out. You know, that's the way it is with a lot of Christians. Because they're not fellowshipping together, because there's not that mutual accountability and association together, because they've grown sloppy on their church attendance, they're starting to get cold in the things of the Lord. I may be speaking to some listeners. You've gotten hurt in a local church. Maybe there's been a split. You've been offended for some reason. And what has been your response? Well, what you've done is that you've just stopped going to church. And you know, the devil has you right where he wants you. Away from the Word of God. Away from accountability of the saints. Away from a pastor and Christian leaders that love you and want to encourage you. And the old devil wants to do everything he can to distance you and alienate you from the local church. Don't let that happen. Get involved in a good Bible-believing church. God has given you spiritual gifts to start using for Him. Get busy in the house and in the work of the Lord, and you'll begin seeing that your mind is taken off of yourself and put on the things of the Lord. In Psalm 119 and verse 14, the Scriptures read, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer." I would like to invite you to come and visit with us at the Central Florida Bible Church. How we thank the Lord for the many listeners that have come and visited with us, many attending our church, saying, "Thanks for the word, Pastor John. Thanks for the strength for today and the words of encouragement." I want to encourage you to come and let me meet you as one of our listeners. God may very well have a church home for you where you can grow in the Word and in the fellowship of the saints. Let's see you in the Lord's house this coming Sunday. Let me pray and ask God's blessing on each and every one of you, dear listeners. Heavenly Father, I pray for every spiritual need of those listening today to the Strength for Today Bible broadcast. There may be some that have never trusted in Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Lord, may they pray this sinner's prayer even now. Lord Jesus, have mercy unto me, a sinner. I am lost. I cannot save myself, for your word says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. But Lord, I believe that your gift is eternal life through Jesus Christ and his work on the cross at Calvary and the shedding of his blood for my sins. And I look to Jesus alone, place all of my faith and trust and cast myself in his arms as my only hope of salvation. I believe, dear Jesus, you died, were buried, and rose again in victory, and you're coming again, and I want to be ready by being a child of God. If you've prayed this sinner's prayer, I would encourage you to get in contact with us at the information provided at the end of our Strength for Today Bible broadcast. And if you are a child of God, but you've strayed away and besetting sins have overcome you, let me challenge you to begin exercising and implementing these 5 steps that we have shared in the Word of God today. And I assure you that as you walk with the Lord and stay with God's people, the best will be yet to come.